Talk about these kids in New York, Brooklyn, beating up this young lady over a gram of marijuana that they said she stole, but the young lady didn't even have it. That was a shame. It was about 10 to 15 guys in the room, and about, I'm going to say, 6 to 8 females in the room. They was trying to get her to strip, and they had their cameras rolling, but she refused to. So one of the females took it upon herself to start punching on her. No violating her rights. Well, everybody in the room just was sitting around recording the situation instead of breaking it up. Then they made the young lady come out of her clothes, strip all the way down to her underwear, and then wanted her to bend over and cough. Now, let's talk. These was little brothers and sisters doing that. Black on black crime. No, where was their parents? And the video went viral, so I'm quite sure her parents seen the video by now. Father, cousins, brothers, uncles, nephews. Violated the young lady. Beat her down so bad, they even pulled her weave out of hair. Was a shame. One of the young fellas even kicked her. No. But this happened in Brooklyn, New York. And when I seen that happen, it had flashbacks of the young lady in Chicago. I believe her name was Kanika Jenkins. When they found her in the freezer, made me think, well, did that happen to her? Black Power 187 TV, just testing out the new app. Stay tuned for more news, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned for more local news.
Slain by fellow white inmates at a California prison was a founder of Public Enemy Number 1, a white supremacist prison and street gang, law enforcement and watchdog groups confirmed Friday. Devlin Gazoo Stringfellow, 48, helped start the group known as Peony, which grew from the Southern California punk music scene in the 1980s into what the Anti-Defamation League calls a hybrid, racist, skinhead gang. Stringfellow was stabbed repeatedly in an exercise yard Wednesday by two other prisoners armed with inmate-made weapons, said Lieutenant L.A. Quinn, a spokesman at California State Prison, Sacramento. He identified them as Jacob Kober, 29, and Stephen Dunkhurst, 49. No charges have been filed, and experts could not immediately say if they are gang members. Quinn said officials didn't have a motive. All members of Peony were previously made members of the Aryan Brotherhood prison gang, said Matthew Buchner, a former gang investigator with the California Corrections Department. Stringfellow was the second high-profile gang leader slain at the maximum security prison east of Sacramento in recent years. Hugo Yogi Pine, 71, a purported member of the Black Gorilla family, was slain in 2015 after he was freed from decades in isolation following a bloody escape attempt at San Quentin State Prison in 1971. Pinel denied gang involvement. Buchner said Stringfellow had been a target of fellow gang members for years. He was a loudmouth and, the Aryan Brotherhood, does not want attention, Buchner said in an email. Its members lure targets into thinking they are safe, then strike as violently as possible to send a message to enemies and membership to stay in line. Stringfellow had been in and out of prison repeatedly since 1991, mostly on drug and weapons charges with added time for engaging in gang activity. He was set to be released in 2020 after completing a 6-year sentence on drug, weapons and assault charges. His attorney in that case, Nima Farhadi of the Los Angeles County Public Defender's Office, did not return telephone messages Friday. Cobra is serving a life sentence for a 2012 Alameda County murder. Dunkhurst was initially serving a 3-year term for a Shasta County robbery but now has a life sentence for vehicle theft and a weapons conviction. Internal gang slayings are not uncommon, said Joanna Mendelson, a senior investigative researcher with the Anti-Defamation League's Center on Extremism who is among those identifying Stringfellow as a PNE founder. The movement is characterized by paranoia, infighting and violence, both directed against enemies as well as even their own members, she said in an email. Putting a hit on their own brothers is not uncommon.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You don't want to end up in state prison, as you can see what just happened. You can also follow me on YouTube, my YouTube channel, Black Power 187 TV. This is my first time doing a podcast, and it won't be my last. Peace.
Can you hear me, Ken?
Yeah, ain't no loudspeaker.
Oh, okay. You can hear me, right?
Loudspeaker, Ken?
Nah, I'm talking through the headset.
I ain't gonna let my phone go out.
Can you hear me?
I don't know if you gotta put your face up against the phone.
This shit work. Can you hear me?
Talking, Ken?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you kind of low, though.
Kind of low? What the hell?
No, I have my, once I put my face up against it.
You got to put your face up against
it? There you go. Yeah. I still hear you loud and clear now.
You can hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, we good.
I couldn't figure out why I was getting that feedback.
Yeah, right. It was going low, man. It was low as hell. I couldn't hear you when we first logged in and shit.
Yeah, that shit was weird, man.
Probably take a minute to kick in, huh?
Yeah. That's why I always play music on the Hangouts, man, so it can work out them bugs.
Right. You ain't had no music on or nothing like that, no other computers and nothing playing in the background?
Nah, nothing. I'm on the phone, King.
Oh, okay, so am I and shit.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like that. I can't say I like that story that you did, but it was, it was kind of, I actually got the inspiration from your video to do my first video about the mental illness and shit that we had.
Right.
Yeah.
What you think? It's a lot of mental illness going on in the young generation with the kids.
Yeah, it's like this, man. It's like they mimicking behaviors that they see. So when they see all these rappers and how they act negative and how they treat the women and just everything. They embrace, this negative stereotype and shit. They want to be that, man. And it's crazy, man, because I never thought I would be saying that shit, man. Because when I was younger, I looked up to, cats like Pac and shit. So when, you see the younger generation, they looking up at cats like us.
Right. Right. I agree with that. So what you think, what's the influence on the young ladies that's making them act more like they got more testosterone in them than males? What's going on with that, King?
I mean, King, you got to look at it from a lot of different perspectives, man. There's so many angles you can look at it. If you're looking at it from a single mother perspective, they putting the world on their shoulders and they doing everything. So it's going to come across like they got a whole lot of testosterone. Well, really, they just got to be the dad and the mom at the same time. And then the younger shorties that's coming up, these young sisters, they seeing it's okay to, show your ass, show your behind, it's cool to have casual sex with different partners and keep, I have all these babies and I'm gonna have the government to help me, and the government always gonna be there as a safety net. It's so many factors, man, on how many, whatever angle you're looking at. It's different factors, but it's so many of them. You just got to look at it from whatever spectrum that you're looking at it. It's don't be a different factor, whether it's the young sisters or the older sisters, my king.
Right, I agree. Now, do you agree on? We can't put it all on the sisters, that the fathers have to step up to the plate and play a part of the kids' life too.
Yeah, of course, man. Like we, like I said, man. Like it's an illness in our community that